You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Said to be the birthplace of Germanic literary tradition, Necropolis ad Istrum was a Roman and Byzantine town set in northern Bulgaria.
This is episode 278 for the 5th of October, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is Arc 365, a podcast today for 2017. Founded by the Roman Emperor Trajan around 101 to 106 AD, Necropolis ad Istrum was set at the junction of the Iastrus and Rositsa rivers. Trajan founded the town to celebrate his victory over the Dacians, a people that lived in modern Romania, and were destroyed by the Romans in AD 106. In typical Roman fashion, the town was planned in an orthogonal system. The street network, a forum, many buildings, a two-nave room that was later turned into a basilica, and other public buildings have all been excavated. The architecture and sculptures are similar to others found in Asia Minor at the time. Necropolis even had its own coins minted. They bared images of its own public buildings. Attila the Hun destroyed the town in 447. Some speculate that it was already abandoned, though. It was rebuilt in the 6th century as a powerful fortress that enclosed military buildings and churches. That was a common trend in the Danube area in that century. The fort covered only one-fourth of the 53-acre town and was situated in the southeastern corner. During the Byzantine period, the town was an episcopal center. The Avar invasions finally destroyed the town at the end of the 6th century. Later, acknowledging its vantage point on the rivers, a Bulgarian medieval settlement was formed and lasted from the 10th to the 14th century. It's said that Necropolis ad Istrum could be the birthplace of Germanic literary tradition. Ulfilas, a 4th century Gothic bishop, missionary, and translator, gained permission from the emperor Constantius II to immigrate with his converts to Moesia and settle near Necropolis ad Istrum. This was in 347 and 348 AD. While there, he invented the Gothic alphabet and translated the Bible from Greek to Gothic. In 1984, the site was placed on the tentative list for consideration as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. The site is still on the tentative list. Thank you. That's it for this episode of Arc 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to Arc 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor Arc 365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.